Hey, 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 friends. Welcome back to Moonshot Entrepreneur to another episode. Today, we are going to look at the number one reason solopreneurs struggle and what to do about it. I mean, let's face it, the life of a solopreneur can be quite hard. You have to wear all the hats at once and you're doing all the things, but maybe you're still not seeing the success you want. So what do you do? What do you do if you do not have enough customers, not enough clients? How do you grow? How do you scale your business if you have tried everything and are just at a loss? Well, don't worry about it anymore, because today you are going to learn how to be super focused and organized. You're going to learn the number one reason by far that is limiting and stopping your success, and the four steps that you need to take to change it. So grab your notebook and pen, because your business is about to take off. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. Okay, friends, before we get started today, let me just quickly remind you that if you are finding any value in the episodes you are listening to here over at Moonshot Entrepreneur, you can get me delivered or get my great hacks and tips delivered straight into your inbox. You just have to join my email list. So shoot me an email, support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com, and let me know that you would like to join my email list, and I'll be happy to send out the many great hacks and tips that I have straight into your inbox. And I'll also send you first alerts when an episode comes out, along with some free gifts from time to time. So don't miss out your chance. But join the email list. Once again, the email address is support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, now let's get straight into topic. I promised you that there is one single reason that solopreneurs struggle with their business not taking off the ground. And I know it, especially when you're starting out, you're trying to do all the things. You're trying to figure out how to produce the things that you want to sell, how to get customers, how to, you know, let them know about your product and so forth. And in the end, you feel you're doing all the things you need to do, but somehow the numbers don't add up, right? So somehow you are not able to make as much as you would like. Maybe the numbers are stagnant, or maybe you are just discovering that you are not making any money. You're just losing money. And this is not a fun place to be. And even though, you know, you might tell yourself, well, that this is sort of normal in the beginning. Let me tell you, yes, it's normal, but also you need to be super focused that you do not fall into the trap, because there is a number one reason solopreneurs struggle with their business and to take it off. And by the time they discover the reason for that, it's often too late. I know what I'm speaking about, because I have consulted different startups. That would be the wrong word. In my capacity, in my professional capacity, I have worked in the innovation and business development department of my business, and my task and my responsibility was to find the right kind of startups and to pair up with them, to pair our company up with them, and to sort of invent new business models that are really profitable. And from that time, I can really draw on different conclusions, and I can draw on the insights from that time that I would like to share here over on the podcast with you. And what I've seen time and again is that there is one number one reason that solopreneurs, or even if you're not a solopreneur, even if you are like 10 people in your startup, there's one reason why your company or your business is struggling. And the reason is, are you ready? The reason is that you are not treating your business as a business yet. What I often find is that people, they jump into entrepreneurship, everything is exciting, and there are different reasons why people do that, why people go into entrepreneurship. Sometimes is the reason is that they really have a product that they believe in that will solve the problems of their customers. Sometimes it's just that they are really tech freaks and that they just have this love for a certain kind of solution. And at other times, it's people are frustrated because their job, because their career did not turn out to be the way they wanted it to be, or they did not get the respect or the opportunities that they were hoping to get. And so they tiptoe into entrepreneurship. What the problem is, though, is that when they do, they often get stuck with the day-to-day routines and tasks and operations of the business, and they totally neglect all the other parts that go into a business. And here are the four steps that I want to share with you to change that situation, if you are finding yourself in that situation, if you are finding yourself in a situation where your business is not taking off, chances are quite high that you are not treating your business like a business and that you have not compartmentalized your business into four sections. No matter what kind of business you have to have four perspectives on your business. If you do not have it, you are likely to be very unsuccessful. And the worst thing that could happen to you is that you are unsuccessful, but a little bit successful. So a little bit of money is coming in. And so you drag this thing on without really realizing that you should make some changes. But if you are in the position that you are not making any money, or that it's really obvious that something is off, you are lucky because you know that you need to make changes. You're blessed. Okay, friends. So I just don't want to leave you just with the knowledge that this is the number one reason for your business not to take off. I want to give you solutions, right? So what are the first four steps that you need to change this situation? Simply put, you need to build four business units, so to speak. And when I say business units, I don't mean that you formally create those business units and try to hire people in those business units and get a whole lot of overhead. What I mean by that is, think like you have these four business units, try to do the things that you need to do in those business units, focus on these four perspectives, and if you do, I promise you, your business will be more than successful. Okay, so what are the four business units that you need to have? Well, the number one business unit you need to have, which is also quite obvious, is operations, right? So let's give you an example here. Let me give you a small example here. Let's say you are selling cookies. Let's say you are really great at baking stuff. You can make muffins, you can make cakes, cupcakes, and all kinds of All kinds of yummy, yummy things. And you know that as I'm recording this, that I'm starting to feel hungry here. But anyway, let's say this is our example. And the operations of that would be, of course, if you want to bake something, you need to make sure that you have the ingredients. So you know that you need to go shopping, you shop for the right kind of things. You put them together, you bake them, you cook them in some way or form, and then you try to sell them. Now, most people are quite good at the operation stuff. They know how to do it, or somehow they will grow into doing it because you are forced to do it, right? But what people tend to forget is if it were really your business, you would not just go out and make sure that you have like an end product, like your cupcakes, but you would also look at the cost and at the processes that get you to your end product. Are your processes streamlined? Are you making the best use of your money, time, and resources when you go out to buy your stuff? You want to give a high-end experience for your customers, so you want to make your high-end cookies. But really, is it worth it if you're going to spend $10 on the ingredients but are only able to sell the end product, like a bag of cookies or a box of cookies, for like $8 or $9? No, you're losing out, right? And also, how do you streamline your process? Do you have a list that you make in advance? Do you research recipes? Have you a checklist to go through the steps so that you don't forget anything? Or do you end up going shopping? Then you get all your stuff, but when you come back, you realize that you have forgotten like two different items, then you go out again. If that is the case, that means you're not having a checklist and your operations are not streamlined, okay? So this is one of the aspects you need to pay attention to. Have a business unit called operations. Look at your business in terms of that. Then the second business unit you need to have is marketing and sales. And this is quite obvious, is what we almost feel. And to stay with our example here, maybe you let your friends on Instagram know that you have baked some really tasty, delicious dessert. But is that really enough? Is it really enough? Or do you need to do something more to promote what you're doing? Are you connected to your audience? Do you even know what they want? Are you tuned in to, you know, a seasonal promotion like Christmas baking workshops, maybe offering Christmas baking workshops, maybe to promote your skills, or offering free taste bits at some kind of event? You have to make yourself aware that you need to get the word out, and you need not be ashamed of selling what you've made because you've put in the effort, right? So you need to somehow muster the guts to speak to different people, even people you do not know. And that is what people in marketing and sales typically do, right? So if you're a solopreneur, that means you cannot just think about operations. You really have to invest into marketing and sales. You have to think about your promotion plan. You have to think about when are you going to do what? What would be strategic? Like you cannot think about, you know, joining a Christmas bake sale just spontaneously. Maybe you have to plan for it. Maybe you have to sign up in advance for something like that. Maybe even in the fall. So do you do that early enough? Who will remind you that you need to do that? The answer is you have to remind yourself. So take time to look at your business from that perspective too. Then the third business unit you really need to have is strategy and goals. Strategy and goals. When you have a business, you are in charge of everything. You are in charge of growth. You are in charge of making sure that you are in the right places at the right time, in the right way. You need to come up with a game plan. You need to have goals. If you do not have goals, you'll just end up somewhere, but not in the right space and place. So in terms of our example here, what kind of brand do you have? Do you want to develop a brand? And if you want to do that, what do you need to do? Or in the long-term strategy, is it feasible that you go from bake sale to sell like 10 bags of cookies? Or is it more feasible to get orders online from customers that connect with you through Instagram? And if that is more feasible, you need to have a plan of how you're going to achieve that. How will you make sure that customers can reach out to you? How will you make sure that the right kind of people follow your Instagram account? How do you make sure that if they want to send you an order, that they have some kind of space where, or a catalog or a brochure that they can just see what your products are? Where can they get your references? All these kind of things you have to figure out, and you have to make it easy for your customers to find it, to reach out to you, to give you an order, to even make a payment, and to leave you a review. Don't forget the reviews, okay? So this is what you need to analyze when you're looking at your business from the perspective of strategy and goals. And then the final business unit you need to think about is the most important business unit. The number one reason why we become entrepreneurs is to make impact. At least that is what we tell ourselves. But let's be honest, yes, we want to make impact, but we won't be able to make any impact if we are losing money left and right. So the final business unit that you need is the finance business unit. You need to be the master of the financial side of your business. You need to make regular, financial reporting. You need to analyze your figures. What is the cost? What is reoccurring monthly cost? What are your expenses? What is your income? How long does it take for your income to come after the cost has happened? When do you need to pay your suppliers, and can you negotiate better terms? Let's be honest here, guys. It makes a huge difference whether you have to pay your suppliers in 30 days, in 15 days, or right there on the spot, right? So the only way you can make positive changes is when you look regularly at your business from the perspective of finance, from the perspective of optimizing finance, and from the perspective of what is left over. And if you have never done a financial statement, like an income statement or a balance sheet, get yourself acquainted with those things. Find time to learn those things. And that is maybe also one of the reasons why people are unsuccessful. They are so busy with the operations, maybe with the sales, even with the marketing, that they totally forget about finance and about strategy and goals. And over here at Moonshot Entrepreneur, I don't want you to do that. And if you have had enough of winging it, of faking it, of duct taping your business, it's time to take action, friends, because here at Moonshot Entrepreneur, we believe in our moonshot goals. We know that our goals and dreams might be so big and audacious that it seems impossible. But hey, we are serving a pretty big God, right? And to achieve our moonshot goals, we need to take action. And one way of taking action here is by booking a coaching session with me. You guys can book a Jumpstart Your Entrepreneurship Journey coaching session with me, which will help you to create real success and impact, not just in your business, but also in your bank account. So this 30-minute coaching session is super affordable right now. I have an Easter promo going on until the end of March, until the 31st of March. If you reach out to me, the coaching session is going to cost $97. So run, hurry. And here's how it works. We'll look at your current situation and we'll come up with a realistic plan and goal to make progress in one specific area that you pick and choose. This could be goal setting. It could be finding customers. It could be the financial setup of your business. Maybe you have just discovered that you don't have the financial business unit. So how do you do that? What do you need to even do? How will you find the space and money to do this? I can help you with that. I can help you come up with a step-by-step plan, which is realistic and which matches your personal bandwidth that you have, be it in terms of money, be it in terms of time. And I help you to set up a simple system to measure and ensure your progress. And guys, what I teach you, you can apply from day one. I promise you that I will make this super easy for you and fun to implement. So if you want to do this coaching with me, don't wait around. Just send me an email, support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com, and I'm happy to set up the coaching session with you. And we will just make incredible progress with your company. I really hope this episode blessed you and helped you. I also can't wait to hear back from you guys how you're doing after implementing these steps. So let me know. Stay wrapped up in Christ's love. Until next time, my friends. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.